Hi.
And welcome to Contemporary Art Podcast with me, Lisa Fivret, and
Cecilia Clamart.
Yes. Yeah, I just went to grab a coffee, and this family runs this cafe, and they have this son that's like working there sometimes, like a little kid, you know. And today he's because it's Halloween.
Teenage boy, yeah, right. I wouldn't say little kid.
I think he's maybe 8 or 10.
Really?
The one that I'm talking about, because there's also another one.
I guess. Maybe I'm thinking about older. The other one then.
I don't think he's a teenager. I think he's like 21, 22. The other guy.
Oh no. Yeah, I'm thinking about the kid. Like I would say he's at least 10.
Maybe 10, but yeah. He's not a teenager yet for sure. He's like a kid.
Anyways.
No.
I see him older, but I don't know. I don't go there as often.
Well, in any case, he's wearing a
inflated
T-Rex.
Yeah,
an inflated T-Rex like costume today. It's so big that it's as big as his dad. He's just walking around and his butt is like jiggling, you know, like the costume is just like jiggling around. The tail is wagging. It's so cute.
I love it. Mm. Halloween. Yeah, because it's Halloween, by the way, here when we're filming. Ooh. Almost. Yeah. Did you not do the... Yeah, you knew it was Halloween, right? Or did you just think he was just wearing...
Because... No. I thought it was Halloween. I thought it was 31st, though.
Yeah, technically it is, but I think he's
No,
probably...
it's 30th.
Well, today is the 30th, but I guess it's the weekend.
Yeah.
And 31st is going to be a school day, I'm assuming, so...
I saw so many costumes online of, like, celebrities dressing up as Pamela Anderson. Did you see?
No.
Like, Megan Fox and her guy... MGK, mm-hmm. And then the that girl from Little Mix that left,
yeah,
with her boyfriend, and it's like, what the fuck? Because they did like a couple's costume, which is Pamela Anderson and her like partner that was abusive.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Like, girl, what the fuck are you on?
Why? And like after all these years, like, no, what, like, is this a thing right now?
Like, dress up as Pamela Anderson all you want. Like, she's a like an iconic figure in pop culture.
Yeah, but not use it as like a...
But yeah. Not her partner who was an abuser.
Yeah.
Up couples.
Yeah.
Couples costume like that. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, I mean.
Also, I got so many weird comments in the past, like since yesterday night.
About what?
It's like the same commenter, and they keep on commenting the same shit over and over and over again, and it's really like incoherent to me.
What are they commenting on?
Like, I'm literally going to like show you right now, because...
But is it on your videos?
On my videos, yeah.
Okay.
Dang. I'm not gonna lie, like, it's just so fucking weird. So they keep on commenting things like that. For example, on the video where I was talking about like different styling, so Taylor Swift, Red Velvet, and FKA Twigs. Mm-hmm. This person, I feel like they also commented maybe a year ago too, the same things.
Yeah.
So they commented, oh, this is amazing. You styled like our childhood cultures. The cultures we grew up in and the adults we grew up around. And these K-pop artists styled like our generation and cultures. I love how aware you are and tell our stories, all of you. Then the next comment. Wow, you styled on the Lolita video. So if this was a person who was, for example, saying that there's a lot of cultural appropriation in K-pop or something, I would be like, okay, fair enough. But they go on Lolita... a fashion video, and then they say the same thing. They go, whoa,
just
you styled. No, like, it's a different stuff. Like, it's differently worded, I guess, but at the same time, it's very similar. It's like, whoa, you styled like how we grew up. It's how we grew up is amazing. The grammar is fucked up. Like, the grammar just doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah.
And Lolita styles are also so new.
I don't get it.
And then the next video on Styling Ever After High, and it's like very different videos too. It's not like they were specifically talking about something that was like repeated in different or in the same type of videos or something.
Yeah.
Then real weird era where everyone is styled like all eras and cultures we grew up in and they did not. Another comment. I'm telling you, this is like
they're
what,
commenting
five?
On all your videos.
I don't know. I'm assuming. Oh my god, this is so fucking weird, because this person kept on also responding to other people. So look.
Oh, what the heck?
So let me show you. So this is, right? This is the same person. And then if you look here, someone commented something and then they fucking keep on. So someone commented, I personally have never bought anything from Savage, blah, blah, blah. So they're just talking about Rihanna's brand. And then this person's like, she literally raids our generations and demographies and culture styles. We grew up multiracial and it was always fucking normal. Now all these people are hijacking our styles and rewriting things, putting a new narrative and spin on things. None of these fucking people grew up with our styles. These people were styled completely differently only a few years ago. Yeah, and making our styles fucking fast fashion and attaching tacky farts to our cultures. People are never paid fucking attention or laughed at. Now the heads of autotune supposedly are the heads of our shit. We hate autotune.
That makes absolutely no sense.
Why are you all styled like how we grew up? Do you have any own ideas at all? That's like them answering. And the person answered back, huh? Like, people in the comments are confused. They respond to this person being like, huh? Because it makes no sense what they're saying. Like, I understand if you are critiquing something and then people respond to you and they're like kind of don't agree with you or something like that, yeah, right? Yeah. But this is a different conversation. It just doesn't make any fucking... See, they keep on... Look, LOL, Demi Lovato literally raids my generations, demographies, and cultures. Why? And it's like with apostrophes too. It doesn't make any fucking sense that they wrote it like that. Like, who's writing it? What culture are you talking about? And who are you attacking? Yeah, and this same person is like, at first I thought maybe they were saying that, like, all of those celebrities are hijacking, like, Rihanna's culture or something. Mm-hmm. But then they say, and that bitch has a fashion line too. Oh, so you're talking about Rihanna? Who are you talking about?
That's so weird.
What is wrong with you? Like, what's going on? And they keep on saying that on, like, different comments of, like, organic is not sustainable. And they, like, respond to it with, like, why are you all style like our generation?
What?
Savage X Fenty video. Hopcha almost fell.
What the heck, bro? It's just really freaking weird. Out of nowhere.
So many comments. Like, at least 20? That's dedication and mental illness. I don't know. Whatever. I just wanted to tell you about the weird comments. We should do a segment of the weirdest comment of the week or some shit. Because I swear to God, I get really weird shit on my channel. Yeah. Sometimes it's just, like, it's really just baffles me that someone took the time out of their day to say something that stupid.
And just so many.
So many.
It's yeah, like, weird, do you know that person that's, like, our culture? It's, like...
Culture are you talking about? A generation is not a culture.
No, and there's just so many
90s generation culture. Are you get lost?
Yeah,
like no, that's not a culture. I understand that there are things that we share in terms of media consumption.
Yeah,
but like, come on now.
Yeah, and it's just like every generation is reusing whatever was before to make a new thing out of it, and then we'll get re-inspired every so often.
It's normal.
Like, yeah, it's and just the way it is. And I love
when people get, like, for example, when people bring back Rococo in a casual way, in everyday wear, yeah. or when people mix things, or, for example, when right now, like, in China, a lot of people do, like, new styles out of traditional styles of clothing, or like they get inspired by traditional styles of clothing and they combine it.
Oh, you literally just made a video about Lolita, so
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
same. It's not
like it's cool when people mix things up and create something new, even from old things, because old things were cool too. Like all the pirate shit, I absolutely fucking love that. I love that. I wish I could be dressed more like a pirate every single day. Wear a few, like, what is it called? Like, the knives that are...
Oh, the little...
Yeah.
Dagger?
Daggers, yeah. Yes. They're cute. Especially the ones that have, like, a little cutout on it.
I hope this becomes a segment, because what just happened? You know, like, the video segments that you want to clip?
Oh! Oh, the knives are cute. Actually, my dad gave me...
I wish I could be a pirate.
My dad gave me a dagger for one of my birthdays.
Oh, really?
Don't even start with me about this.
I believe that, though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, haven't talked to the guy for a while now, but yeah, he has done that. It had a lot of flowers cut out on it, so it was cute.
Hey, Lisa, what was your favorite color as a child?
Red.
It was blue. Still is.
Look, you're in red and I'm blue.
Oh.
Wow. Okay, I'm gonna play the
let's jingle.
Yeah, she's a full-on Monet. It's like the painting, see? From far away, it's okay, but up close, it's a big old mess.
So let's talk about the recent developments in the art world, which is a lot of protests at the art galleries, and a lot of people have a lot to say about it. So, Cecilia, take it away.
Personally, I hadn't heard about Just Stop Oil, the protest.
Just Stop Oil?
So that's like the, the protester are from like this non-profit organization. And until the Van Gogh, like, tomato soup protest thing, I hadn't heard about any of like their movements, nothing about them. Like, of course, we're aware of, like, the situation of, like, you know, new fossil.
Obviously, yeah.
Like, and...
we don't live under a rock.
Exactly. But, yeah, so that was October 14th. Two activists, Phoebe Plummer, 21, and Anna Holland, 20, working with Just Stop Oil, just did, basically went to a museum and threw tinned soup at Vincent Van Gogh, famous 1888 work, Sunflowers, at mm-hmm. the National Gallery in London.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure everybody has heard about that.
Probably because of Twitter.
But like, you know,
it and running with it.
Yeah, and it's like, you heard about them throwing the tin soup at the art piece, right? But do you know, like, the company, the organization they were working with? Did you know, like, their message? Like, you know, how was it? What did you hear about it at first? Like,
was it even fucking helpful?
Yeah, like...
because everyone was just talking. Like, what... basically, what the narrative turned out to be online, what kind of became just...
a buzz.
A buzz, like a meme, basically. Basically, people were like, oh, activists are so fucking useless. And...
it's just a hand.
Slightly on the hand while I'm sneezing. Anyway, so it just kind of became like a meme of everyone. Even I commented on it on Twitter. I was like, what was the concept? Why did you use specifically the tinned soup, right? Like, because I looked into it and there's no connection between Van Gogh's piece and what they're protesting.
The only thing they're like, when they were talking, is like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And people can't even afford a tin soup. And it's like you're holding the soup that some people can't afford to eat and you just threw it.
But that's the thing, like they kind of, it feels like they just jumble everything together.
Yeah.
And it's weird because they look like,
it's really confusing.
Yeah. And they look like everyone in my like visual arts program.
Yeah.
Or actually, you know what? I'm pretty sure one of them was like really rich, like from like a really rich family. It's just, it's interesting, like, I mean, like, it's good that she's using her, like, position to do something, but it's just so conceptually unsound.
Mm.
It doesn't work. Well,
yeah, I don't know about these two girls, but...
in terms of the action itself, I understand that it brings attention.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, the message, technically, so Just Stop Oil, they're opposed to the United Kingdom granting new... fossil fuel licensing and production agreement. They are trying to get the government to stop all future consents and like agreements related to the development, exploration and production of fossil fuels in the country. They're just trying to promote like a, I guess, genuine message. But, you know, like when I watch these two girls throw the tin soup at Van Gogh art piece, I'm like, this is not what I understood from the action.
Mm-hmm.
It is very confusing and it's just creating a buzz and not in the right, like this is not, you know, the way I would try and do, you know, be effective.
I mean, it's really confusing to talk about this. First of all, I don't know if you looked into it or not, but like who they're owned by.
Oh yeah. So, I mean, they're not owned, but one of the people that donated, so this organization works with donation, and the donations are going to the people and all the action they are taken. So they basically pay for these people to do actions. But I looked at the website. I didn't see like any of that money being donated to like actual researcher or like, you know, like doing something except for like, yeah, these actions that are really like shocking and trying to convey a message. But that's literally all they do. Like, I don't think that's productive. And so one of the donations were made by this lady, I think something Getty, who is the granddaughter of the billionaire Getty Oil. And she donated $1 million to, well, basically this lady who like inherited money from that billionaire who owned an oil company. Like, yeah, made donations to like a bunch of organization that includes Just Stop Oil, which is like a bit of a, you know, like even if she's, you know, the granddaughter of, like, this still doesn't really sit well.
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit confusing in terms of like why they don't quite see how ironic it is.
Mm-hmm.
The action itself also, like, okay, so this is literally annoying the hell out of me, the way that they approached it, because when you think about it, this is literally what my degree is in, conceptual stuff, right?
Yeah.
And conceptually speaking, it's a mess.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes no fucking sense. They would fail miserably in class if they were to present something like that as like an action art or something.
Yeah.
Because it makes no sense.
And like, so their actions, I think the first, so they, I believe they started this year. I don't think they existed before 2022. Yeah, the first one was disrupting the British Academy Film Awards. Then disruption of football matches, oil company protests, which is like, okay, I get that. Oil company
protests make sense, mm-hmm. Yeah.
They tried to disrupt the British Grand Prix. And then July 2022. So this is when the art gallery protest started.
In July?
In July 2022, yeah. The first one was the Hay Wayne at the National Gallery in London. Covered the painting with a printed illustration that reimagined this art piece as an apocalyptic vision of the future.
At least that makes sense.
Yeah, I understand that.
But it didn't make any buzz.
No, but clearly we didn't hear about it. Yeah, mm-hmm. A group of supporters glued themselves to a copy of Leonardo da Vinci, The Last Supper.
That's the thing. Okay, so all of their actions that they've done, I think that to make a point, I don't think that it would be a bad idea to like spill something on a painting or whatever the fuck to get attention, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially because even if the painting was damaged, I don't care. I mean, like, yeah. I am...
It's been done in the past by the suffragette, right?
Yeah, by many people.
Uh-huh.
And even people who, like, it didn't really make sense that they were doing it and stuff like that. But it's just, it's one of those things where, well, yeah, people, like, ruined an artwork, whatever. Like, it's not that big of a deal to me, to be honest, even though I am an artist.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, even though that's literally what I've been studying, and I do see value in art and in preservation of it, I just don't think it's that big of a fucking deal, to be honest. But with this whole situation, first of all, like, conceptually speaking, they brought a can of soup, right? Then they explain it as, like, oh, people can't afford even a can of soup and whatever, and it's like, okay, you're, like, wasting it. Yeah, but also, that doesn't make any sense. Why are you even bringing up the food crisis when you're talking about fossil fuels?
Yeah.
And the use of, like, oil and whatever. Like, what the fuck is the connection?
Yeah.
Like, use your brain. You have to have, like, if you want to address these issues, you need to address both of them separately.
Yeah.
Or if you're addressing them together, it's because one affects the other. Not just randomly. Like, it feels like they just bring up random bullshit. And that's why I was, like, thinking... I saw someone saying that since people like that lady that is an heir to an oil company or whatever, since she funded some of these actions and whatever, some people are saying that this is basically a ploy to make activists look ridiculous.
Yeah. And, like, what bothers me is, like, they do all these actions and that's it. There's nothing that's gonna follow. It's not like, okay, we're promoting the message. This is what we want to promote. Here are ways you can actually, you know, make a change. Like, I don't know, just because at the end of the day, it's going to be the government, right? So if they want to convey their message, they're going to need the population to follow along and, you know, do something.
That's just why not conceptual only... idea is so important, yeah. Because you need to make sure that your message is understood, yeah. Or maybe even if you can't, you can control people understanding your message. Sometimes people can see something that's like a green piece of paper and they look at it and say it's purple. Like, some, yeah, people are just dumb like that.
Yeah.
I understand, but it's one of those things where, like, you have to make an effort to, uh-huh, make sure that everything that you do within that action makes sense. And I do know, I don't want to like start like some kind of fucking conspiracy being like, oh, it's funded to make activists look ridiculous, but I saw some people speculating about that, and I think that, to be honest, it might be plausible just because it does make activists look like erratic people. Mm-hmm. People who don't have a point to what they're doing at, yeah, all. It's it definitely makes every activist look like a goddamn idiot, because these are the activists that actually get any type of traction in the media.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because that's what I wanted to actually bring up and compare.
Yeah.
There was this guy in April... this year, in April 20, on April 22nd, this guy set himself on fire at the plaza of the United States Supreme Court building and died. He like burned himself alive, mm-hmm, as a protest, the same way as like that monk did, mm-hmm, a while ago, whatever, in like 60s or some shit. Like, I don't remember, yeah, when, but like it was a while ago. Like, he basically set himself on fire and died as a protest against the climate crisis.
Yeah.
And no one fucking talked about it.
Nope.
There was maybe one or two fucking articles written about it.
Mm-hmm.
The guy died.
Yeah.
He set himself on fire in front of a Supreme Court.
Yeah.
But what a canned soup spilled on a painting gets so much coverage.
Well, that's once again the media's, right? It's just that, and that's always going to be the main thing of like picking and choosing, and you know,
I mean, yeah, but also at the same time, that's what makes me wonder,
mm-hmm, how do they get this attention from all the media and stuff?
Yeah, because I have a feeling that if that guy got even a normal amount of media coverage, he would get a lot of attention,
mm-hmm,
but it seems like it was either, I don't know, maybe I feel like it was either suppressed or something. Maybe people were, maybe people like kind of cornered off that section and were like, don't come into the Supreme, yeah, Court or whatever the fuck. And like, because the thing is, how did it not make any noise?
Because, mm-hmm,
I see things like that get attention when they happen anywhere in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it would make sense that it would get attention when it happened in fucking Supreme Court in America.
Yeah.
But it didn't get any coverage, which is just like a bit confusing to me.
Yeah.
I understand that some people will be like, oh, it shows that like our morals or whatever the fuck, and I just don't
fully agree. I honestly, until you just told me, I did not know this happened.
That's the thing. I just don't fully agree with that, yeah, notion that it's just like a natural cycle of news. News can be easily manipulated. I'm not, yeah, saying that you know, someone did this specifically or whatever. It's just, no, something, yeah, that I find to be plausible just because of how grand the gesture was, how famous the other action was that, uh-huh, was against Vietnam War in the 60s, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was... I think it was... it wasn't the monk. It was the different guy. The first one, I think, was the monk. And then this guy was some guy who burned himself outside of Pentagon, mm-hmm, in, like, the 60s,
yeah,
because he was protesting against the Vietnam War. And it's quite famous. When you, like, when you search it up, the guy who burned himself this year doesn't come up in the suggested.
Oh, really?
Like, fill in suggested in Google. So yeah, it means, yeah, that it's not, like, been covered enough in, like, articles and other things like that.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what? How the fuck did that happen?
I know.
Because, like, I understand that. I understand why the soup can was bigger, just because it's ridiculous.
I think it's the shock effect.
No, I think it's funny. I think it's funny for people to dunk, like, on them. It's so entertaining to make, yeah, fun of activists. For people, for many people.
But, like, the shock of, like, the, like, how ridiculous this, you know, the whole thing.
I feel like burning yourself is more shocking.
Well, yeah, but, like, not in a ridiculous way.
Yeah,
like,
you know,
like, it's
saying,
shocking that such an action, they're trying to get people to take them seriously.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I think that it's not like specifically the shock value as much as it's so ridiculous. Yeah, it's really fun to make fun of them and really easy too, right? Because the thing is, there was immediately right after, there was another guy who spilled mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
And again, stuck himself with glue to the wall. That was the funniest part ever. That was the funny part about this.
More recently, they like smeared cake on King Charles, you know, the wax figures at Madame Tussauds. Yeah, they did that October 24th. Like, that's kind of funny. I'm sorry. Like,
it is funny. Yeah. I mean, anything that's going to make fun of the royals is going
to
be funny.
But like, once again, what are you trying to do with like just... Yeah.
I just, that's again, like, I get what they're trying to do to get, like, attention, I guess.
Yeah.
But when they do get attention, when they get to be interviewed, right? Like, I watched the interview of the girl, first girl. Yeah, yeah. And it's like, as much as, like, I don't think that she's stupid or anything.
No.
In terms of, like, she's eloquent when she speaks and everything.
Like, why are you willing to make yourself pictured as a fool and, you know, ridiculous for...
I mean, if it would have changed something, it's okay to be looking ridiculous. Yeah. But it doesn't change anything. That's what's ridiculous about it. Is the fact that she's like... She genuinely thinks that mixing all of these topics together and just randomly screaming things... Like, it's not going to change anything. If, for example, if you live in Vancouver, right? And before the election, you were to do something like that at the Vancouver Art Gallery.
Yeah.
And it got a lot of attention. And then you say something like, vote for this guy, because there's not a lot of description of like what they actually promised in the booklet. Right? If that was the case, and it would have caused a lot of people to actually vote for the person who would, I don't know, offer us more than 100 new fucking officers.
I know. For security.
Security. As if we don't have fucking enough policemen, honestly. Anyway. So, if that was the case, at least that would be very to the point.
Yeah.
And it would actually affect something.
Mm-hmm.
When you just make statements like, fossil fuels are bad, or...
Just stop oil. Like, just stop oil.
Just stop oil. Girly girl.
It's a bit more complicated. Girly like, we girl. Rely a lot.
Just stop oil.
Yeah. Also, there's another thing I want to bring up from their actions that I've read a couple times and was never acknowledged by them. Mm-hmm. Is so, I believe they blocked one of the bridges, or like they did an action where they were blocking the traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Basically ended up causing, according to the media, once again, like, you know, the death of two women because the ambulance were blocked and delayed to get these people to the hospital. And when they are, you know, they had a few interviews with some of the protesters. When they're, like, asked about it, they just constantly change the subject. They start yelling. They start bringing, you know, changing the conversation about other things and interrupting the journalist. And I'm like, you once again, you are not, like, making yourself look at us as a serious organization who knows what they're doing, except for creating like any type of buzz and like making actual protesters and people that are doing research and, you know, trying to change things effectively look like fools.
But that's the thing. Listen, like, I understand that there's also a school of thought of like, only radical action is going to actually change anything, which is like, I understand that notion. I actually do think that, unfortunately, it is the case for a lot of things. Like, for example, the only reason why, like, France is where it is today, for example, is because there was a revolution.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to be anywhere, and you would still have peasants if peasants wouldn't say that's enough.
But, you know, they had, like, it was...
That's the thing.
About there was an end game. There was,
but that's what
you know?
I'm saying. Like, they always say this thing, right? Like, when you talk to people who are activists, they're always like, only radical action is going to change everything or anything. And it's like, okay, listen, I actually agree with you. I like, even agree with you. I would, like, even say, like, unfortunately, the only way we would fix anything right now in the world in terms of how the global South, for example, is abused is only through radical action.
Yeah.
But that a radical action is not throwing soup at a painting.
No, and then nothing behind that. Because it's like, honestly, you go on their website, because I was like, okay, there must be, like, some links. They have, like, you know, a course they link to, like, organization, you know, donate money to research, like, you know, people
like normal people, you know, would, like, do at least that's the least they could do.
There's like even politicians, like, right now there's like a a French politician that's at the European Parliament,
mm-hmm.
and he's constantly like bringing attention to the Parliament about, like, you know, what's happening with fast fashion, canceling some of the, and, you know, trying to bring laws and have people sign petitions and just, like, mm-hmm. share the information about it and just be like, this is what's happening, this is what you can do, mm-hmm. you know, boycott. Like, there's, like, a bit more to that than just being, like, you know, having the shock effect, doing all these actions and then nothing behind.
Yeah, because the thing is, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you were, it was pretty much the example of, like, Vancouver Art Gallery
yeah.
doing something there
yeah.
right before the election,
yeah.
explaining why the advertisement that are all over the city
yeah.
are misleading
mm-hmm.
and presenting information to people about
yeah.
issues that actually
yeah.
matter
just
to,
like,
them.
Big titles.
Would actually, yeah,
yeah,
that would actually help, right? Because the thing is, like, with the guy that we just got, we selected, his whole shtick was, oh, like, one of his three things.
Yeah, it
was
like,
safety.
I'm gonna improve, like,
yeah, but it was just
security.
Safety. And I was like,
yeah.
oh, safety sounds great, because we do need safety.
Yeah, you open the thing.
You open the thing, you start reading. Like, even honestly, in the booklet, it didn't say it. I actually found it on the, like, in articles beforehand.
Because yeah.
in the booklet, it didn't really say much about, like,
yeah.
police or anything. And then his solution, 100 new policemen. Yeah, that's gonna do it. That's going to do it. We have a mental health crisis and an opioid crisis in
mm-hmm.
the city. And more police to shoo them around from one street to another
yeah.
is going to fix all of our problems. That's what
I
it
mean,
would be
yeah.
actually very helpful if someone... Because the thing is, I found it extremely difficult to find information on these candidates and what kind of parties they would represent and, like, where they are even on
yeah.
the spectrum of left
yeah.
and right. Honestly, it's so fucking... Vancouver is big enough for it to be, like, actually properly, like, explained.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, though. And I feel like it's the same thing with a lot of things in, for example, oil and fossil fuels and other things like that, where you don't quite know how you can actually affect these issues. And if they were to go to, like, a London gallery or whatever
mm-hmm.
and do something right before there's some kind of voting
yeah,
or some,
like the,
something going
yeah.
on, at least something...
Yeah.
Or, for example, right before
like
there's, like, a pipe
like
being built or
yeah.
something like that.
Yeah.
And they made that action right before then to
yeah.
bring attention, to be like, come to this thing on this day
yeah.
to help us out or to protest
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah.
But they don't have an actual call to action.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, ridiculous. It's like
yeah.
having an advertisement without having a link to where to go and buy the thing.
Yeah. No, it's true.
It's like, okay, I know that it's a thing.
It's, like, impulsive
I knew it
without...
Before.
Yeah.
It's not like you opened my eyes on the fact that we have a global warming issue. Like,
yeah.
bitch,
I know.
Yeah.
I'm sweating every summer. It's just such a useless way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, like, I understand that people are right. Like, some people were saying online that, well, at least they got some kind of attention, right? So maybe, like, they were basically talking about how, like, maybe their tactics are, like, stupid or whatever, but they got attention. And I'm like, yeah, but attention to what?
Yeah, well, that's
to
the
literally
thing.
Themselves.
They got attention about... Yeah, throwing a can of soup on an art piece. That's it. Like,
it's literally just optics. They're
yeah.
just making it look like there's opposition
yeah.
to the oil businesses.
And
they're
then,
and they're,
no, they're just pissing off people. They're pissing off researchers. They're pissing off, like, actual activists. Like, they're just pissing off everyone.
Yeah. It just helps in the radicalization
mm-hmm.
of young people into becoming conservative fricks.
Yeah.
It just helps with the radicalization of them to be like, oh, I don't want to be an erratic bitch like this. Like, I don't want to, I want to have,
yeah.
like, a point, you know, to
yeah.
make with everything that I say. So they make the left and anyone who is against profits above normal human rights and living
yeah.
Circumstances, they make them all look ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're not coherent.
They're not
all.
Fucking helping
mm-hmm.
the situation at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Yeah. Yeah, so it's actually not that... much of a new development
no
in art. Art has always been usually art itself is
well it is used
statement.
As like yeah they've so how many artists have used art as like a any type of art used as like a
there was this guy I don't know what he was protesting either honestly I don't
uh-huh.
remember maybe it was corruption or something like that I don't know but this guy in Russia like hammered his balls to the Red Square.
Dang.
Like literally used a nail and, like, hammered his balls to it. I personally don't find anything offensive about it, to be honest. Like, you're just... you just hammer mm-hmm. your own balls. Like, yeah. I don't care.
Weren't there these girls with, like, topless? What, they were from Russia as well.
Yeah, no? But they got incarcerated and stuff like that. That's again, pussy, like, right.
Nudity, right? Yeah.
It wasn't against nudity. It was...
Well, no, but, like, the nudity factor probably was...
Kind of, but I think...
Pussy riots, I think. No.
Pussy riot.
Yeah.
They got... Honestly, it was more about the fact that they were at the church.
Yeah.
And they were dancing. Like, it was, like, sacrilegious or shit like that. And it's like, who gives a fuck, honestly? Yeah. Orthodox church is just so, like, full mm-hmm. of itself nowadays. It's basically an oligarchy.
Yeah.
Or even worse, a fucking mafia.
See, once again, I remember their actions. I don't know...
You don't know what it was. No, yeah, I think it was maybe the separation of state and church mm-hmm. or something like that. But I honestly don't remember. It was something about Putin.
Probably.
It was something about Putin. Of course it was. Honestly, it's been like, what? Since I was born, he's been a president. I mean, come on now. Yeah. Anyway, the thing is, it's one of those things where, I mean, they got a response that wasn't warranted, and like they were, I believe that they were tortured in the prisons.
Probably, yeah.
And not all of them, but I think most of them. And mm-hmm. also, they were kind of like the Gorilla Girls, and for a while they were wearing masks.
Yeah.
Or like balaclavas, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it was like actually like covering up their identity as. Or if it was but just if like
they got their... arrested anyways, like on the thing. So whether they were
I think before then, I think that their faces were already out there as like, we're Pussy Riot. I think that they were just dressed up in it as like mm-hmm. it was just like their thing to wear balaclavas, but it wasn't like covering up their identity. Yeah, yeah. Everyone knew who they were.
Yeah.
But as far as I know, like a few of them, I don't know if they're still in jail. Like honestly, we should make an episode on that maybe because.
There's so much. Like,
they've done a lot of art too, and there's this music video that I thought was really funny because it's like something about LGBT issues in Russia,
mm-hmm.
and they had like this portion in the music video where they show how they're talking to the police that came. The girls were like, they respond, they're like, "We promise we're not gay. We're bi." It's so funny. It's obviously like a sad situation that there's a lot of shit like that going on. But at the same time, this, you know,
mm-hmm.
music video was also
commenting
on all of those things.
There's a lot. Like, even, you know, they were comparing with the suffragette movement in the No Vote for Women, where they like went to, I think, another art gallery and it's like... How do you say?
The toilet painting. Of Venus. Toilet of Venus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now, like, just exposing the, like, paint, like, the whatever.
It was Mary Richardson. I wrote it down.
The portrait of Thomas Carlyle on display at the National Portrait Gallery in July 1914, when it was attacked by suffragette. Yeah. Anne Hunt. Her choice of weapon, a meat cleaver, smuggled under her clothes, led to her being dubbed the furry with a chopper.
There was also this protest from the same suffragette movement in 1914.
Yeah, they made like a whole exhibition like for the 100th anniversary, just like with whatever, you know, it turned into like an art, you know, display basically. And then the woman in the UK ended up having the right to vote for the first time after all these protests.
Yeah, they got like, there was another one in March
mm-hmm.
where Mary Richardson also walked into London's National Gallery and slashed the painting of the Toilet of Venus. It's like this woman lying down on a bed or whatever, and it's a nude. And like she slashed that and she was like, "Oh, I slashed it because of because the government, I think they arrested the suffragette
mm-hmm.
Leader, Emmeline Pankhurst."
Mm-hmm.
Also, a lot of men were always coming in there to stare at a naked woman.
Yeah.
So there was a whole like point of like,
makes sense to me.
Can be in the gallery naked, but we can't be in the gallery as an artist.
Yeah.
We can be in the gallery naked for everyone to stare
at
us, but
to
we
give
are
our
not allowed
opinions
to.
By
we
voting.
Can't vote. Yeah. Yeah. I know that Guernica
yeah.
by Picasso was mm-hmm. also vandalized.
Yeah.
There's
so many stories, and like it's so random because I was listening when I'm learning Spanish. So I was listening to this like half English, half Spanish podcast, and there's a lot of like, yeah, histories about art and like mm-hmm. vandalism and like, yeah, one of them, like a bunch of art pieces. Like I think there's one that got stolen and like very cool stories like that,
mm-hmm.
which is really random. But like, yeah, there's just so many.
I don't quite understand why it was, I guess, vandalized in this way.
Yeah.
Because this guy, Iranian artist, Tony Shafrazi, he...
Nice accent.
Well, I'm going to roll my R because I like it's an Iranian name. I'm assuming that you can roll your R.
No, it's great. I like it.
But he came in and sprayed on Guernica.
Yeah.
He like sprayed with like red paint, I believe. Mm-hmm. It was spray paint. Kill, lies, all. And I don't understand what the fuck that means. Kill, lies, all.
Yeah, maybe we'll do some research about that for...
Why wouldn't he write lies, kill, all?
Well...
Doesn't... Anyway, so...
Translation issue, maybe?
Yeah, so there's this article that talked about, right? And it says, Shafrazi, a member of the Art Workers Coalition, was reacting to President Richard Nixon's pardoning of William Calley, who was the only U.S. Army officer to go on trial for the Mylai massacre
mm-hmm.
of 1968. He also said he was trying to reactivate Guernica as a cry for protest against war and civilian deaths, yeah. according to Spain's Museo... Nacional, Centro de Arte.
No?
Reina Sofia. Shafrazi was led away from the scene and charged with criminal mischief. When asked by police why he did it, Shafrazi said, I'm an artist and I wanted to tell the truth, according to the New York Times. The words he spray painted reportedly alluded to the quote from the book Finnegan's Wake by James Joyce. Lies. All lies.
Okay.
I don't think it's strong enough, to be honest, to not the action. I think the action is cool.
Yeah.
But the phrase.
Yeah.
If you're going to do something big like that, maybe choose a phrase better. Because it's going to be written down. It's going to be.
Yeah, right now we're confused.
Yeah.
Without knowing any context or anything. And like, yeah. Which year was it in?
This was 1968.
Okay, yeah.
No, wait. 1974.
Okay.
1968 was the pardoning of that asshole.
Okay.
But Shafrazi, who is now a prominent art dealer in New York, was greeted with a giant Guernica-inspired cake at the exhibit after party in 2008 and reportedly scrawled, I'm sorry, dash? Not. I'm sorry, that's not on it in the red icing. When asked whether he would recreate the 1974 incident if given the chance, Shafrazi told Vulture, oh, it was a different time. You can't talk about it that way, he said. It was a miserable time and there was a need to be addressed. I was 30 years old. Many, many elements make that particular moment unique. I wouldn't be that person now. Of course not.
Fair enough.
I mean, it wouldn't quite make any fucking sense to do a protest against Vietnam War.
Yeah, well,
in the
obviously.
Year of 2010 or whatever the but fuck like, he gave that interview.
Yeah. Yeah. That was pretty good. Yeah. I like his answer.
Yeah. Oh, I was sick for a few weeks.
Yeah.
So that's why the podcast is also off again.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I had an episode, I was just feeling like such shit for 2 weeks straight or mm-hmm. even almost three.
Yeah.
That I was like, I can't be editing, mm-hmm. I can't be doing it. For like 2 weeks, I probably was kind of lying down like a little sausage. And then for the last week, I was a little bit more like uppity.
And your mom was here,
my muscles were hurting a lot and my legs were hurting a lot. I don't know if it was my neuropathy or something like that from chemo, like flaring up because mm-hmm. of COVID or whatever.
Yeah.
But I was feeling like shit for so long. And then my mom came to like... take care of me and stuff. And then it was her birthday, so we actually celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
We went to a Greek restaurant.
Delicious
food. And it was actual Greek
Korean food we had too.
Oh, we had Korean food too. But that Greek restaurant, goddamn, they are sangrias. I am living for them. Mm-hmm. I want a sangria right now because of them.
I want the dessert we had.
Yes.
It was so good.
I don't remember how to pronounce it or anything like that, but it honestly made me feel like I was back home.
Mm. Well, even the ambience of the restaurant, it's very Mediterranean, and Sam, it took me back home. Like, mm-hmm. just like,
made me feel like home.
Okay.
And then you have to guess which one.
Yeah, exactly. Which is Cyprus.
Yes, I meant Cyprus.
I know. Any, like, yeah. We're
Mediterranean. Yeah.
Same for me. Yeah, Mediterranean coast.
Yeah, we should like go and like make like a vlog, but like a funny one.
Yeah.
Something entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like it was so cute. The little lights, the little like very cozy,
oh my
family
God.
Owned, like the server was super cute and super nice. Mm. Yeah.
It was so delicious. I know. I wanted sangria so bad.
Well, maybe next time.
Maybe next time. Also, we're gonna dress up.
Oh yeah,
like our younger selves. We're gonna find a picture from our childhood and dress up like ourselves.
Oh my gosh,
as kids for one of the episodes.
So like 90s kids.
Yeah.
So like, yeah. I need to find one. Yeah, it's gonna be beautiful.
So beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'll be able to find anything.
I have a good one of you though. The like.
Oh, that like, one! Yeah. Oh, I can do that.
Yeah, this one. I think you can.
My
yeah.
hair is almost the same length. Not. Well,
soon it will be.
Soon it will be. Maybe in a few months it's going to be that length.
Yeah.
I'm getting closer.
By the time we get all the photos and the outfits, maybe. Maybe. I know.
Yeah.
And then can we talk about all the albums that you got?
Oh my, holy shit. I got so many albums, you guys.
And 10.
And 10. Okay, so I got...
Oh my God, 10. His new video.
Yes. Okay, so let me tell you what.
Okay.
I don't think the song is bad. I just I think that
has
I would have wanted a different production.
Yeah. I think you have to be in a specific like mood and you know like I can see myself driving and listening to it.
Mm. I just feel like I would want like something more adventurous in terms of the production. I feel like it's a little bit basic, but I might be just honestly it's me. Problem because I like really weird shit like I get bored really
I think
quickly.
It's pretty good
see so it's not like I don't really think that it's bad or anything
we'll just
it's
have
just like
tastes.
I want like more weird sounds in the production his voice was great though and I
the
really
video was
in
really
the,
good
yeah and in the video I really loved that point like it's almost at the very beginning where he like throws his whole body up and it's like a shot where he like literally is like basically levitating.
That's how
much he like threw his body up.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I don't, but I can see him do that.
Look. Yeah, and the hat with the material on top of it was amazing.
No.
The thing is, we have mentioned that before. I don't know if you watched that or not, but we like Taeyong and Ten from NCT.
Yeah.
Baby
Don't
they're
Stop.
Like, yeah, they're like our...
With
biases.
Mark. Because
our,
Vancouver.
He's our Vancouver boy. We have to. His family.
He's our homie.
Yeah. But also, he's really talented. So.
And he's everywhere. The guy just never stops. Like, gotta give him credit.
I'm so jealous of that energy. That bitch. I swear to God. I wish. Now this old hag, after chemo, I'm like, God damn it. I wish I was a Mark.
I know. We need a little bit of that.
Yeah. But what was I going to say? Oh, so we went to the K-pop store where I usually buy stuff online. And I like keep it there until I can go and like pick it up.
Yeah.
So we went to like get some food with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
We got like Korean food because that's the best place
the
in that area.
Yeah.
And the bibimbap was fantastic.
Amaze.
And we got a bunch of like, I think... Okay, so the only album that was by a boy group was NCT 2018. I kind of wanted Empathy album for a long time. I do not like the other albums that are like all NCT in terms of photos.
Yeah.
So I don't need the photo book. I like the music, but I don't need the fucking photo book. I don't know why, but the concepts of those photo shoots just don't do it for me.
Yeah.
I think it's just there's too many of them. So now it's like a... school yearbook.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, like, yeah. There's, like, only a couple pictures mm-hmm. of each one of them.
Yeah.
And they have to be all in the same style.
Yeah.
So, basically, they only get one photo shoot mm-hmm. per photo book. It's yeah. a little bit boring, you know? Yeah. And it's usually very standard kind of looking, okay. I guess.
Yeah.
But I did really love Empathy.
Like the collector version, right?
No, that's the there's dream version and reality version. Oh, reality yeah. version is cute, but I don't really care for it. I like more of like the photo shoot for dream version. Mm-hmm. It's more colorful. It's a little bit, it's dreamlike. It's nice. And then everything else was a bunch of Red Velvet albums yeah. and Solky albums.
Yeah, only that.
Only that. and in the 2018 NCT album, you won't when, believe us.
Yeah, well, yeah, you were talking and Lisa was like, okay, if I get the little
card. Photo, yeah,
I was, the 10 I was like, card, yeah. I'll give it to you.
Yeah, because the thing is, Cecilia wanted a copy as well, but yeah. they only had one.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, if I get the card, if I get the photo card of 10, uh-huh. I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
And then we get into the car, I open it, and it's fucking 10. What are the chances that we were gonna get one of them?
It was just meant to be. And it's 10 from Baby Don't Stop, so...
It's 10 from Baby Don't Stop, so like...
The best.
I mean...
Uh-huh.
I mean...
It was just...
It was fate. It was fate.
It was.
Come on now. It was...
So I have a little 10 now.
Yeah, and I always wish that, like, the artists that I like who are Western artists would go back and release stuff.
Mm-hmm.
For like my favorite albums
yeah.
like this, like so I could have like a little like
yeah.
photo book and yeah. like have all the photos and whatever yeah, yeah, they yeah. took, because those bastards do a whole photo shoot and then release three photos mm-hmm. and think that in the call it a day, they call it a day. Frank Ocean, listen, maybe stop with the cock rings and release a photo book of your photos for Blonde. Yes, Pika. Yes. Little baby chica. My little doggy.
Attention.
Dog. Attention hog. Oh my god, her butt. Her butt. Yeah, like just maybe go back and release that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it that difficult? Really? Me just like screaming at
thank you. This was a message from Lisa.
I'm just saying. Oh,
she put a little paw on the computer. She's yeah. like, all right, enough, bitches.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you guys for listening.
If you made it all the way if to the end, congratulations. The
yeah. We're going to have another episode next week. We already have it filmed.
Sakura. Well, yeah. We filmed it before, so yeah. You understand why we were away for so long before, too.
Yeah.
Why I disappeared for a while.
Yeah.
You know.
And then we'll see you
in the next soon. One.
Yeah.
We'll see what we talk yeah. about.
Mm-hmm. If you're watching it right now, she's staring at you. If you were listening, I'm watching, just going to tell you about it. You just
need to see my friend in the cup.
Oh my god, yes.
It's a little dinosaur.
Oh my god.
It's just chilling in my teeth.
Where is your bee?
It doesn't fit on my thing. I need a cup where I can actually have the bee holding oh onto it. I know.
We picked like a little bunny where like there's six bunnies. Yeah. You can basically six.
It's like random.
It's yeah. random. Yeah. You get one bunny out of six, and the one that Cecilia got is like a bunny that's dressed like a bee.
Yeah.
And it's
pouring like a honey in the cup
for your cup for your coffee cup yeah. or your
like
tea cup.
Supposed to be able to like put it on and it stays.
It's so cute. It's a pouring, bunny dressed like a bee.
And it's pouring honey.
And it's pouring honey into the
and
tea.
And I love honey.
It's cute.
Very cute.
Yeah.
Anyways. Jinx. I get to finish. Thank you for listening. Bye.